So we meet again. This time, 2011, we're into a brand new year. I'm going to bet that every single person listening to me, at least once or twice, forgets that it's 2011. I guarantee there's no one that has that steel trap mind for dates and years that doesn't screw it up at least once. Hey, hope you had a terrific new year. Welcome to a brand new year of America tonight. And boy, we're excited. We have a lot of neat things that are coming up, especially at the tail end of this month. Healthcare reform couldn't be bigger on the radar for all of us. And in Washington, it's flat out a target. And when I say target, I mean target. The Republicans are on a mission to try to repeal this healthcare reform law. And they think that they already have enough in the House to override a presidential veto with the help of a few Democrats and all of the Republicans. But will this hold up? You can bet this is going to be part of a hot debate as everybody comes back to the nation's capital on Wednesday. And that's not the only thing. We'll be talking about deficits and spending, of course, budgets and the IRS. Because of the spending, the budgets, the freezes, all that stuff, and the craziness over the tax law that jumped into effect essentially with the Bush tax credits once that was approved, that they were set to expire, as you all know. If you're an itemizer, if you're somebody who itemizes, if you like to file early, forget about it. Because that new law, it's not really a new law, it's really carrying over the existing law, but it won't be able to be implemented until probably the end of February, maybe mid-February. Some people are very anal about their taxes. Boom, you know, January hits, and they're going to have them done in the next 3 weeks. But if you itemize, in other words, if you have a small business, if you're a 1099 person, then you're probably going to have to wait. That's the bottom line. And the reason you're going to have to wait is because it has to catch up. So that may be, I don't know, maybe 50 million people or so. There's still a lot of people that will be able to file who just directly get their stuff back from the employees and they don't have to worry from their employers and they don't have to worry about all of that. So it doesn't hit everybody, but it certainly is going to hit a lot of people. So Kate Delaney here at the helm one more time as we zig and zag all over the place. And you're always invited to chime in. I always say this, left, right, somewhere in between, undecided. I don't care what your political stripes are. I don't care. I just care that you have an opinion that's worth all of us hearing on these airwaves, right? If it's something off the beaten path or you're completely Looney Tunes, then you need to go down the dial because there's a slew of other shows probably better suited for you. But for those of you who are sticking around, we have some interesting fare for you. Coming up, we're going to check in Australia with our mate over there, Jack Alexander, to find out just how bad it is. I was reading something today, and he had mentioned before when he joined us on the air that they were due for more rain, and apparently they got that rain, one person dead. But you look at the pictures from Australia, and it's sad to see. I mean, really, you talk about floods, and we have seen floods in this country. But these floods are something else, and I wonder what the forecast is for the rest of the week, because all of you know it's simple mathematics. The inches of water that just keep coming down, the more that breaks your back, the more evacuations, the more problems, and the whole idea is that you're just trying to scamper to get to dry land. And that's the name of the game. You're just trying to stay dry. That's it. And, you know, it's interesting, in Australia, while they're dealing with that, in Chile, another earthquake, and this was 7 on the Richter scale. And also, speaking about places outside of our border, the Colombian government says they're going to use lands that were seized from drug traffickers to actually relocate victims of their massive flooding. And even the United Nations there, they're trying to beef up some kind of emergency measures because they know they're screwed, basically, in what's been South America's worst natural disaster ever. How many people were affected by those floods? Try 2 million and counting. You have people that are just in the hills. They're just hanging out in the hills. They've got nothing. No food, hardly anything to put on their backs. It's a nightmare. I mean, an absolute nightmare. They have to try to figure out a way to raise money. So you know what they've done is they put a tax on what they're calling personal assets to raise the money, like $1.7 billion for the flood recovery and assistance and all that sort of stuff, because the heavy rain led to massive landslides and homes, almost 500,000 homes damaged, just terrible stuff. People just flat out buried alive. It's pretty big to say your worst ever natural disaster. And all you see is mattresses when they have them, or mosquito nets or blankets strewn about on the hillside, if they even have that, if it's not just the clothes on their back. So some people starting off the new year in a really, really, to say the least, tough way, in a situation where Mother Nature has reared her ugly head. So we're going to check in with Jack to find out what it's like in Australia. As I said, they're underwater there, too. I talked about the earthquake that hit central Chile. Remember, wasn't it like a year ago or so? Well, less than a year ago in Chile, where they had that terrible earthquake. And now they're talking about another earthquake. And when you start to hit that 6 and change mark, you know it can be pretty bad. And this quake just really leveled some spots. 7.1 to be exact. 7.1. And there's no reports of major damage or injury. That's the good news. But then you have those aftershocks, and you people just ran into the streets. But it's looking like the people that were there escaped the major difficulties that you can have when you have a quake that size. Take that earthquake and put it in Los Angeles, and you got a lot of dead people. Here, you had about 91,000 people who felt the shaking. I mean, scared them to death. They were, like I said, running into the streets is the best explanation. But it's still not like it was back in February. That was that 8.8 quake that hit Chile near the second largest city. Remember, Concepcion? And that killed hundreds of people. Hundreds of people. Well, this quake was roughly, if my geography is correct, about 100 miles south of Concepcion. So it was pretty nasty stuff for them there, obviously, but not what they had to deal with back in February. They were spared this time around, and it has to do with the size of the city when it struck and people getting out of the way, and just that little bit more on the Richter scale made such a big difference. Terrible to see those photos back in February, if you remember, and people just pleading for help. Pretty much that's what you're seeing in Colombia with the floods, people pleading for help. I said health care was in the hot seat again, and it is really, really in the hot seat, because there are many, now that the House has swung the way of the Republicans, who have their sights set on repealing health care. What do you think? What do you think the chances are? We're going to talk about that a little bit later this hour. That absolutely is the big one. Oh, plus, the president did sign officially the 9/11 health bill. Yay! That's a good thing. I don't care how you slice it. That was a good thing. Stay with us. Much more to come as we flip the page here on America Tonight.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Of biblical proportions in Australia. Food and some other supplies are being sent to the major city, and police are increasing patrols in some of those evacuated regions because of the reports of looting. That's sad. Joining us now is my favorite Australian, Jack Alexander, who hails from actually one of the parts that of the country that's being flooded. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks, Kate, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too, but so sad what's happening to your fellow countrymen. And we were talking about this before, 200 people and counting being affected. They're saying if you wanted to compare it on a map, somebody said to me today, and I think it was in one of the headlines I read, it's an area that's actually bigger than France and Germany combined. That's the,
well,
that's the region we're talking about.
A better way to compare it is it's an area of land about the size of the state of Texas.
Wow. Wow. So they have military planes, right? Is that right, that are they're flying in food and stuff?
The report that just came in, I was actually speaking with the mayor of Rockhampton, where I spent my teenage years growing up. I was speaking with him, I believe, about an hour or so ago, and Southern Highway between Brisbane, which is the state capital, down in the south, is now closed. So now they're having to fly food. There's some 15 pallets of food being flown up to Mackay, which is another 400 kilometres north, and then trucked down. The airport is also now closed, but that Northern Highway is still open, so they're having to fly it that extra 400 kilometres north and then truck it down.
Oh, and is this because part of this is the fact that the rivers are just overflowing? They're just inundated, right?
Yeah, yeah. I saw the headline that you saw calling this a flood of biblical proportions. I don't remember growing up there. I went through quite a few floods. There's certainly one large one, but not to this extent. It's truly massive.
Yeah, your prime minister was saying that they're trying to do whatever they can, or they're already thinking monetarily, we're going to have to come up with something. How about some low-interest loans to help these farmers? Because the farmers, this is big farming area, right?
Well, yeah, Rockhampton is known as the beef capital of the world, certainly of Australia, where all that nice prime Angus beef comes from. It's really being devastating to, closer into the city, there's, small, hobby farms, weekend farm lots from, for those people that wanted a bit of a tree change from city life. You sort of get out to, around the Emerald Winton area where sadly there was a loss of life. You're into the large cattle ranches. There's a couple of ranches out there that are truly massive. One of them is about the size of the state of Colorado.
Wow. And what's the deal with the looting? Because now they're reporting looting.
Well, sadly, events like this bring out the worst in people. We had it here in February of 2009 with the wildfires down in the south. But the towns that are being evacuated, they're trying to control it by leaving a permanent population of police in town. But, sadly, these sorts of events, the scum always seems to float to the top.
Yeah, good way to say it. I mean, just terrible. We're seeing the photographs, and you see people in canoes and other cars that are submerged. It's that bad in the areas that you just talked about. The northeast state of Queensland, that seems to be the biggest, and you compared it to, just imagine something that's just a little bit bigger than the state of Texas. So thousands and thousands of people have been forced to evacuate. And what's the forecast as far as rain is concerned?
They're still expecting more rain for the next couple of days. They're saying that the floods should start receding to some extent by the end of the week. But, it could be 10 to 14 days before it's to a level where most people can return to their homes, to what's left of their homes.
Yeah, no kidding. And that's why
And most of the central business district of Rockhampton is built right on the banks of the Fitzroy River.
Mm.
So basically, the city, if it keeps climbing at this rate, will be essentially shut down until that's cleared up.
Wow, terrible stuff. Well, Jack, thanks. Stay dry, my friend. I know you're not in that area, and certainly we wish the best to the people fighting that. Just terrible stuff. I hope that the rain, that forecast is wrong, and you don't get a lot of rain, and that it dries out eventually here, and these people can try to put everything back together. But terrible when you're dealing with these natural disasters. Thanks for checking in with us. We appreciate it, Jack.
See you next time.
All right, so as he was talking about in Rockhampton, the mayor, he's saying Mayor Brad Carter was warning that about 40% of the city would be affected by the water because it keeps surging, and that people would have to wait for at least 2 weeks before they went home. So you've got supermarket shelves that don't have any bottled water or food or any of that kind of stuff. Why? Because they have to stockpile it. You got waist deep water, my friends, waist deep. And it's been that way for a while now. To see these pictures in this video of officers that are in, thigh deep floodwaters, and then all this looting that supposedly is going on, it just sinks your spirit, I would think. And that's rough. It's anytime you're dealing with the flooding and you're dealing with a massive area that's flooded, and where are the people going to go and that whole thing. It's rough. It is really, really rough. I've been through a few things. I know I've talked about this before. I was in New York, 9/11, which didn't touch me. It touched me that there were people. There's one person I knew that was in the building but got out, one of the World Trade Centers. But the fact that I was in New York and watched the aftermath. But I was in a hurricane when I was young, and that was a bad hurricane. It ripped off a dock of a summer house where we were staying, but we were still okay. The streets were flooded, and then it subsided. And I've been in a tornado, but that was a little bit from afar, not where I was actually in the house where it happened. So I can't imagine that feeling where your house is literally washed away, where your house is literally blown away in a hurricane or a tornado, and you have to start from scratch. I mean, you just have to deal with what's in front of you. And that's the case in Australia. You have the military planes that are dumping food. It's serious. It's serious because they're trying to get help to people, and they've got a couple people missing, and there's concerns over people maneuvering around the water, which is always a big deal, of course. All right, this was a big deal, and I mentioned this when we went to take a break, but the president signed the September 11th first responder bill into law, which is great because there is a cap on this, so it makes sense. And he said he was honored to provide aid to survivors of the September 11th attacks. It's about time. You should have said, it's about time we did something. Because what those firefighters, police, and first responders did, what they did was they risked their own life to go in and help somebody else and didn't think about it. So now this law hopefully will help some people because they'll have the money to get some of the treatments they need that they haven't had. You know, you're even talking police officers, construction workers, just think of anyone who responded. The official act is the James Zadroga 9/11 Health and Compensation Act. Why? Because it was named after a cop who died of a respiratory disease that he got during the 9/11 rescue ops. So the bill was one of the last things that they passed before stepping away in December. As you know, it just becomes official with Obama signing it. And what happened was it wasn't looking good because at first some of the Republicans tried to stop it. Because, once again, it's for a good reason, but how do you pay for all this? They ended up dropping it after there was a compromise to reduce the cost, and that was good. It's like I said, the first time I ever agreed with Chuck Schumer, I don't agree with him on very many things, but I definitely agreed with him on this. Him and Kristen Gillibrand was part of this too, and then even Senator Coburn from Oklahoma, and they were looking for $6.2 billion and to keep it open basically for 10 years. So that was the compromise, also the length, because someone's going to take advantage, come out of the woodwork, make up some cockamamie story, whatever, try to trump it up. You always have your bottom feeders. So this compromise, I think, was a good thing. And it now will help those who are in desperate financial need. I mean, you got to really champion this thing. You have to champion this for the people who didn't care about their own lives. They just went in with the hopes of helping somebody else. You got 16,000 responders and about 2,700 people that are near Ground Zero living there that are sick and getting treatment. So now they're finally going to get the help, some of them, that they need. Stay with us. Odds and Ends on the Flip.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 800-540-7570. That's 800-540-7570. Again, 1-800-540-7570.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the things till you call for more. I like to make it, but you dance too fast for me.
Time for a little odds and ends. Here on America Tonight, we're talking about health care. John Boehner wants to repeal health care. That's no secret. He's the new Speaker of the House on Wednesday. Everybody comes back. He thinks it could happen in the next few weeks. 242 Republican House votes are there, and some Democrats would mean they would have enough to block the president. They would have enough to override a presidential veto if that were the case. Even the House Energy and Commerce Committee Chair, Congressman Fred Upton, was very vocal on the Sunday shows. If you happen to catch any of those, he said that they have enough Democrats that there's no question that they think they're going to be able to repeal this puppy before the State of the Union, at least from the House side, because then it's different in the Senate. It's a different ballgame in the Senate, and that's crucial. But they say that the rollback effort is the key. That's the key to it, that some of this just won't fly. And if we have to go piece by piece, if we have to go after it that way, we are going to do it. This is going to be the testing ground for this new Congress. It is about health care, because that was the raging debate that got some of the newbies elected. Their stance on health care, on not liking the Obama bill, then that became law. Can you imagine if this gets repealed? What are the real chances of that? And there's two sides to this, and there's definitely some of what is included in the health care bill that became law that's worthwhile. But there's a lot that's just crap, and that's the problem with it. And the pre-existing conditions, that's a good thing. The idea that it's mandatory to have health care, not a good thing. Not a good thing, because how much is that? See, the argument is, well, you know how much it's costing you because everybody doesn't have health care? But then I say, baloney to that. And what about the people that come in who are illegal and get the treatment that they get in the emergency rooms and whatnot? And trust me, it's not just a random thing we're throwing out. It's easy to check on those numbers from Parkland Hospital to Los Angeles to what they're doing in Philadelphia and their hospitals there. And it is costly. That's what's costly for the American taxpayers. So that's not in there anywhere. That's included in it. And there are a few other really sticky, I think, parts of health care and other things that got thrown into the health care bill that if you have to go piece by piece, then perhaps that's the way that it ultimately will come out on the other side. But it depends on what the Senate does, too. I do believe that the House will have enough votes, but I don't know. The Senate's a different story. Also part of odds and ends, New York City smells like trash. Why? Oh, there's a joke in this, I know. Because it hasn't been collected since the Christmas snowstorm, the day after Christmas when they got 20-plus inches. So bad is the trash, the guy tried to commit suicide. This also is not a joke. Jumped out of a ninth-story window, fell on trash, did not die. Because it stopped his fall, pretty much, from going splat on the ground. And it's that nasty that you've got stuff all over the streets in some areas, and the recyclable stuff, they're not even scheduled to pick that up yet. So once that's picked up, I guess the streets will smell a lot better. Another crazy thing, 1,000 dead birds fell from the sky in Arkansas. Did you hear about this story? I was looking at some site, and I saw that, and I glanced at, you know, they do those crawls on whenever you're flipping around. And what a freaky, weird thing that is. So what is the thousand, what are the thousand birds? Why are they falling from the sky? Is it a movie trick? Is it The Birds Part 2? Alfred Hitchcock in the making? Young Alfred Hitchcock? No. It could be because of New Year's Eve celebrations are saying, you know, in some places where they shoot guns into the air and it scares the bejesus out of the neighbors and everybody else. Well, they were blackbirds that fell out of, they say, off the sky off Wynwood Drive, and it's in a place called Beebe, and really just dead birds all over the place. So somebody's got to pick up the dead birds. Or there's also a chance, if it wasn't from the New Year's celebrations, they're saying that, and they're going to have to pick them up because environmentally, of course, you don't want that. You've got dead birds between houses. They got to climb up into roofs with hazmat suits and masks on. I mean, it's that bad. If you saw the pictures of it, just picture your house, your driveway littered with dead birds, and you're trying to back out of your driveway. Not a great sight, is it? And it's about a mile stretch where the birds fell. And they're thinking that also they could have been confused and the startled or spooked by the fireworks is probably the best explanation. Or somebody said it could be, it's not poisoning, they don't think it's that, but it could have been some other toxin. Well, that wouldn't make me feel good if I lived in that area. Birds that are dead from a mile stretch, it could be some poisonous toxins in the air. Great! Or it could be the fact that your redneck neighbors unloaded their guns and scared the birds so they fell dead. And unfortunately, they landed in your driveway, on your house, on your front lawn. Oh, Tomas in Michigan. Hello.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're sitting there and all of a sudden 20 birds fall, you know, on your porch. You know, you go, wow, I didn't know you'd been this way, you know. Crazy. But, hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Not just me, but from all your fans out there, you know. We are truly blessed to have somebody who is not afraid to put out there that she will take any call from anybody.
And that's, any call that's, from anyone. Any boob on the planet, I'll take the call, Tomas.
and you take it too, which is really cool, right?
Yeah.
Toll free.
That's right. Toll free, baby.
Now this thing with New York and the $6 billion to the cops and the firemen and everything.
Yeah.
I don't like it. First of all, you know, if you're a cop, you know, you get shot. It's not like they said, dude, you're going to have to take the bullet out because, you know, it's not our bad. No, I mean, you got full coverage, man. And you chose that job. You volunteer to put your life on the line today in New York. I mean, the last thing you're worried about is air pollution. you're worried about lead pollution in your body, you know? People
so, well, I agree that people are worried about getting shot, and you're right that they have protection for that. But here's the problem. You had the head of the EPA saying it was okay. The dust down there wasn't bad. It wasn't harmful to the people that were going down. And I think that was dead damn wrong. Christine Whitman really blew it. Wherever that information was coming from, that was wrong. So you had people. I mean, I was there. I saw it. I lived it. And I saw the firemen relentless in their pursuit of trying to do whatever they could. And the construction workers, the same thing. And I think, you know what, there's just a time, normally I would agree with you, and remember, they cut this money back, they reduced the cost, so they kept the fund only for a decade. It was a crazy amount, I would have agreed with that. It was a crazy amount they originally wanted, so they considerably cut back on this, Tomas, and I think you can't turn your back on these people. I mean, so they reduced it to $4 billion or whatever, and this is the deal, it's going to be paid with, that's how they're going to pay for it, with a fee on some of the foreign companies that get U.S. government contracts. So it doesn't come out of taxpayers' pockets. It's the foreign companies that are going to end up paying for this little portion of it. They're paying for it. So there's no harm, no foul, I think, in this one.
Well, I first of all, I stand by what I said. But what about the people who do not elect to put their lives on the line? I mean, there's 10 million people in New York that were breathing that stuff. I mean, all the millions of people in the Bronx, millions of people, all right, not 20,000, millions of people who live there, and all the poor people and even the rich people, they had to breathe that. They
right.
couldn't just leave and go to Pennsylvania. Who's going to – now, if the cops and the firemen get a billion and they volunteered to go into that, what about the people who did not? You're talking – I can't believe there's not lawyers out there going, well, then what about our people?
Well, there are people that all the people in ground that lived around ground zero, they go in for testing, whatever, and they have that. If they've got the asthma, the sinus problems, all that exposure, then they would get money, too, because they're included in it. So there are people included in it. Not if you or I happen to live in Jersey and we walked through the Bronx a couple of times or we went down to ground zero, but people who are in that area, just the regular Joe Schmoes, like you said, the poor person who lives down the block, they would be covered. How many people are ill, though, and all that stuff, who knows? I mean, and trying to link it to the Trade Center dust is tough. That's the reason why. They don't know if they've got fatal illnesses like cancer. That's why they also capped the amount to just a decade. That's it, for fear that other people would try to take advantage.
Hey, well, you know, I just had to throw that out there. Sometimes we're going to agree and sometimes we're not.
I agree. Right? I agree. That's good. Healthy disagreement. A healthy disagreement, my friend. Hey, Happy New Year to you.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. See, Republicans were worried that it's going to put a strain on the economy, and I agree. But the fact is, you saw what you heard what I said about where the money's coming from. And because of the EPA, I think, disgustingly, I don't know why, not really testing the dust or waiting to test the dust or what was the deal, and giving the high sign that, oh, don't worry, it's okay to breathe the air, and then people dying and people sick beyond all belief in their early 30s, it doesn't make sense. There are definitely people that have been affected by it. That's why some Republicans jumped ship and agreed with it, agreed that it has to be, you know, it has to be covered. So I think in this case, that's what I said, it's a rare moment that I agree with Schumer. I agree. And they compromised because originally it was much more money than what was passed. It was passed for $4 billion. And also it's got provisions, by the way, should have mentioned this to Tomas, for accounting of how the money gets spent. Ooh, accountability, that's a new one. Stay with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LECIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to ExtendoVite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of ExtendoVite. To get your ExtendoVite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The New Year, as I mentioned earlier, brings the picking up of dead birds off of their roofs and lawns. That happened in Beebe, Arkansas. Carcasses all over the place. Red-winged blackbirds, to be exact, that fell from the sky. And that town's like in central Arkansas. Might be because of all the people that took their shotguns out and decided they were going to really ring in the New Year. And in doing that, they scared the birds to death, literally. The new year also brought the signing of the 9/11 first responders bill, which you might think is a bogus thing, a good thing, or you'd say, like Tomas, well, there's just so many people, and why should it be the people that are covered from the police to other first responders, why should they get more money? Valid concern, but I think that they came up with a good compromise and also had a cap on the years, because originally there wasn't a cap on the years. So I think it's a thumbs-up deal. I was in New York. I saw what happened, and they were given the all clear. So shame on the EPA, and I think the government in this case should pay. You might disagree. Throughout the digits, 800-259-5791. Here's another big deal ringing in the new year. How many of you, raise your hand, oh, I can see with my infrared glasses throughout the world, actually, on this one. How many of you, I haven't even said the question yet, how many of you, when you're searching for plane tickets, go to, like, Expedia, Travelocity, Cheap Tickets, whatever? Well, check this out. Expedia is not going to sell American airline tickets anymore. Did you hear the story? They stopped selling them because there's been this big dispute about pricing between American and travel websites. You know why? Because usually the American flights are so much more expensive then if you just go to one of the travel websites, you'll definitely get it cheaper. Listen, I travel all the time, enough that I check the websites, and occasionally you can go to the American website and find an economy ticket, but it's rare. Certain days, of course, when you fly, and if you get there in time, I'm not saying you can never get it, but if you look at Priceline or Kayak or any of the other ones, you probably have a much better chance of finding a good deal. And let's face it, sometimes you're wrapping it into a hotel or a car, and of course it's usually much better then. So American Airlines is saying it wants to sell more tickets through its own website. They have a crappy website, and having its flights listed on Expedia and stuff, they say is costly because they have to pay commission every time people search for a certain flight or they book a trip or whatever. Boy, I'd love to see the percentages there. I bet their website, it's like a dead doormat. I bet you there's not too many people that book directly with American. Because let's face it, most savvy travelers, and this is why we have Bob Diener on a lot. We have him on maybe once a month or every 7 weeks or whatever from GetARoom.com because he can tell you. I put him on for the hopes that somebody out there who wants a shot at going somewhere where it's not going to cost them an arm and a leg, they're going to get a chance to do it. And it's like he says, that's what you do. He's talking about the tricks of rooms even, but even with the flights. So Expedia's removal of American Airlines, this has been a month-long bickering dispute between a whole bunch of different websites. So American Airlines pulled its flights from Orbitz because they said customers can buy it from American and they don't have to pay as much for it. No, I don't agree. And now it's Expedia. I wonder what's going to happen. Expedia says that they can't support efforts that they think are fundamentally bad for travelers. Wow. I love this stuff, this bickering back and forth. So it's like Southwest Airlines. Have you ever tried to go to Southwest Airlines? Well, first of all, unless there's certain points where you're going from point A to point B where you can get those good flights, but a lot of times if you're stuck in an area where you have to take a third leg, it costs you more than it would on American or some of the others. So bottom line is they're saying that they can offer more things like hotel and flight deals and all this other stuff if you get purchased directly from them. So here's what the scoop is. They realized that they were being scooped by Expedia and Orbitz and everybody else because they were getting more business and they were having to pay them for the flights. They were having to pay, like I said, that commission. They realized that everyone from Priceline and their brothers on down were getting better deals for people, and nobody was really buying from American. That's the thing. Matt, you've gone on a few flights. You had a last year for your birthday. You went with your buddies to Phoenix. And don't you – so you were, I'm sure you were looking for the cheapest deal. That's what everyone's doing. They're looking for the cheapest, best deal they can get. I'm sure you surfed those sites, didn't you?
Yeah, I checked them out a couple of times, but I usually end up getting them from the airlines themselves just because it's – sometimes it ends up being cheaper, and then you can get your miles with it as well. But my recent experiences with the current airline that's the hub in Minneapolis, I'm probably going to look for the cheapest flight from now on.
Yeah, it's the cheapest flight. That's what you're looking for, the cheapest flight. And see, I have the opposite. This past year, I went on eight different flights, and none of them were cheaper on American Airlines site because I checked. Of course I checked. So the airlines are just trying to cut out the middleman is what they're trying to do. They don't want to have to pay. That's the deal. They figure they can just, you know, put up their own stuff. And some people, you know what, some people complain though. Some people complain about Expedia or Orbitz or whatever because they say the schedule's not great, or their airline assignment was screwed up when they booked the flight. It said they were getting XYZ seat, and then they really didn't get it. But that's kind of a big deal, I think, because it just signals the middleman's being cut out. And so what does that mean? More collusion? Is it really going to mean cheaper flights? We'll see. Maybe for the first 6 months. And then it's going to go back to the same old is what I believe. Hey, no more Governor Schwarzenegger, because now the new year, now you've got some new faces as far as the governors are concerned in a lot of different states. But Schwarzenegger, who was, you know, because he was the Terminator and the movie star and all that stuff, he's done. So 7 years in politics. Boy, that was a fast 7 years, wasn't it? Now, will he go back to films? Does he go on the speaker's circuit? Does he stay political? Does he, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't jump back into acting. I bet you that he does that. He may, I bet he ends up doing some kind of movie or something like that. He probably a mixture of things, or he does some corporate thing, you know, whatever. He left with a much smaller crowd or fanfare than he did when he came in to Sacramento, because the people in California were furious about what the state of California is in. And Schwarzenegger passed up his salary, though, in his 2 terms. He would have gotten $174,000. He didn't do that. It wasn't about money. They say he dumped at least $25 million in direct and indirect payments into 2 campaigns for governor and some other political ventures. So that's not it's not a small amount of money. He, at one point in his life, was getting pretty big bucks from the movies. So I'm thinking he's probably going to do something in the movie business, probably, and mix it up with other things. Either way, he's out. He's done. And now Jerry Brown is the guy who steps in. Boy, you go from, imagine that, you're California. You go from Schwarzenegger to Jerry Brown. And Jerry Brown, good luck trying to figure out all that ails California, because it's pretty brutal. Speaking of states and changes and whatnot, as part of quickly here of odds and ends, a lot of new laws kicked into effect across some states, including Kentucky was part of this. There's a handful of states. Now, if you're texting and you're driving, it's a fine. If they catch you doing that, it's a $50 fine, and then it escalates from there. So if you're driving down in Lexington, Kentucky, or Louisville, or wherever, and you decide you're going to text somebody and they catch you doing it, the cops pull you over, $50 fine. If it's the second offense, it goes on like that. And it's not just in Kentucky. There were at least 24 states that are going to have that same law about texting. I wonder how many people actually get caught texting, though. That'd be pretty tough, because you could just, you know, you have the iPhone, just throw it next to you and get pulled over. And you do that, what is it, 30-second cleanup time, whatever it is you have in your car. You're worried about the cops seeing. So immediately the phone, that goes underneath the seat next to you. Something like that, right?
Worse! How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!
Look what you did, you little jerk.